This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday released its long-awaited strategy for countering domestic terrorism. It's a comprehensive plan that calls for both short- and long-term measures to confront the growing threat of attacks from militant white supremacists and other violent extremists. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism concentrates on enhancing and sharing information about domestic terrorism, disrupting attacks, preventing recruitment, and confronting the long-term drivers of the problem. It also calls for millions of dollars in additional funds to hire domestic terrorism analysts, investigators, and prosecutors. In a prepared statement the White House released Tuesday, while President Biden is overseas, the president called domestic terrorism, quote, a stain on the soul of America. The new strategy grew out of an assessment of domestic terrorism President Biden directed during his first week in office amid heightened concern prompted by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of former President Donald Trump. A sprawling FBI investigation into the attack has resulted in the arrests of nearly 500 people. In an unclassified report in March, the U.S. intelligence community said domestic violent extremists posed an elevated threat to homeland security in 2021, with violent white supremacists and anti-government militias representing the most lethal threat. In their words, the FBI views the threat posed by racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists on the same footing as the threat posed by the Islamic State terror group. That's an assessment it first made in 2019. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's VOA.